Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rights Radio, your independent channel. My guest today is Congressman Will Robieu. Congressman Robieu is pocket deep in the health care plan, and he's been working on it around the clock on Martha's Vineyard. We're fortunate that he could find the time to share his point of view. Welcome, Congressman.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And here's hoping that my Robieu voters are listening in.
Congressman, let's start with the legislation recently attached to the health care bill. It would require the IRS to hand over personal data to thousands of government officials at the national and local level.
That's exactly what it would do.
But isn't it a terribly dangerous bill?
Only if you believe you still have rights.
Excuse me, Congressman, but didn't the sponsors of this bill realize that the American people would eventually wake up and try to stop it? After all, it was discovered by a Washington Post reporter.
Fish food.
Excuse me?
We put the bad news out there, the press bites, big mouths for a day, and then they just swim away. We're doing this to protect the rights of the U.S. government, not the people.
But the government is the people.
Not the government I serve in. We know best. We is us. Vote for Will Robieu.
Congressman, you're one of the primary sponsors of this bill. What prompted you to draft it?
First time I heard about it was in the Washington Post.
I don't understand. Your staff helped draft this bill.
So? That doesn't mean they consulted me.
They work for you.
If everyone who worked for me told me what they were doing, I'd never have time not to work.
Congressman, public support for Congress is at an all-time low. The majority of Americans would like to see all of you replaced. Aren't you worried?
Nope.
Why not?
We're planning a big cover-up.
You think you can cover up this bill?
No, of course not. We're not going to cover up the bill. We're going to cover up the polling booth with camouflage stuff just like the soldiers use in Iraq and Afghanistan. Only people we like will know where to vote.
That's appalling.
Not if we hand out treats.
Would you like a new car?
Forget cash for clunkers. We'll pay for half of any new car you want, so long as it isn't made in America. Destroy Chrysler. That's my voto. How about a $1 million house for $100? Can't afford your great-great-great-granny? We'll take care of her for you. Don't worry about a thing. Just vote for Will Robieu.
Congressman, what if you're voted out of office? Aren't you worried?
How can I be worried? I've already paid for all the votes I need in the next election. Democracy is so democratic.
You really think the American people are stupid enough to vote a man who wants to rob them of their rights back in office?
The dog's barking, but the train is moving.
What does that mean?
It means it won't really matter. Vote me in, vote me out. Nothing can stop the I can train. And anyway, I'm protected for life. Cushy pension, great health care, fantastic kickbacks. Being a member of Congress is a dream job, but being an ex-member of Congress is one of the best-paying jobs on earth. I might even win a Nobel Prize.
For what?
Does it matter? The fact is, I was promised a Nobel Prize by one of the largest pharmaceutical companies on the planet. And if anyone understands how to win a prize, it's these guys.
Congressman, thankfully our time is drawing to a close.
Oh, I was so happy to be here, and I hope you'll have me back.
I don't think so, but best of luck to you, Congressman. And this is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio. Wait, we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello. What's your name?
Will and ever rob you. I'm the wife of Congressman Will Rob You.
I guess you listened to the show.
Yes, I did. And I have to tell you, I think it was terribly unfair.
Why is that?
Because my husband is one of the best people on earth, a real teddy bear. He wouldn't hurt a flea. Everyone who knows him just loves him.
Will and never, no offense intended. I'm sure your husband is a fine fellow, but this has nothing to do with the bills that he's involved with.
Of course it does.
How is that?
If you knew my husband, if you could see the way he treats our dog, you would understand that he could never harm a single flea.
But we're not talking about dogs. This is about the American people, about the voters.
Exactly. Voters are just like fleas. They bite, they nip away, they make you all itchy. You should be thankful that a caring man like my husband knows exactly how to deal with them. Let me tell you something you don't know. My husband told me that another member of Congress told him that a senator told her what the third Tsar to the president told him, which is that our gross happiness product is expanding like a miracle.
You mean our gross national product?
No, I do not. I mean that by the time this administration does everything it says it's going to do, we will be the happiest little bugs on the planet. I mean people, of course. Everyone will be happy, even the people who can't afford to live and therefore choose not to. It's their right, you know.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, a vote for Will Rob You is a vote for me. Don't rob me of the life I so richly deserve.